AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries calls the Donald Trump-Elon Musk breakup feud a welcome development in his efforts to defeat the Republican tax breaks and spending cuts package.
To the extent that Elon Musk has made the point that the bill is a disgusting abomination, we agree.
One person familiar with the president's thinking tells the AP Elon Musk wants to speak with the president, but the president doesn't want to do it, at least not today. Today is the deadline for active duty transgender troops to start leaving the military under the Trump administration's renewed ban on transgender service. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Those who voluntarily leave will get double the normal separation pay and won't have to pay back any earned bonuses or tuition costs. Those who refuse to volunteer could have to return money.
The military is my life.
Specialist Ronnie Farrell planned to stay in the Army at least another decade, but felt forced to sign a voluntary separation agreement.
I was literally backed into a corner.
Worried she'd have to pay back her $18,500 reenlistment bonus if she did not.
My commander basically said it was my only option in order to make sure my kids are taken care of.
Rough Pentagon estimates show about 1,000 troops have voluntarily identified as transgender and are slated to start leaving. Others plan to stay and fight. Farrell says it should never have come to this.
We signed up to do what nobody else would do, and we're getting stabbed in the back for it. Just for existing.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia struck Ukraine with an aerial bombardment overnight, further dampening hopes for a ceasefire. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to pause a court order to reinstate the Education Department employees fired in mass layoffs. Stocks are higher based on better than expected jobs numbers. This is AP News. D-Day veterans returned to Normandy to mark the 81st anniversary of the landings that eventually led to the end of World War II in Europe. 101-year-old Wally King, a fighter pilot, walked to the grave of Major Henry Shurrells, Jr.
Henry, we're here to honor you. We're here to remember you and your sacrifice on that early spring day.
102-year-old Papa Jake Larson landed on Normandy Beach. 81 years later, he still comes back. For those who didn't make it.
They had no families. So they looked forward to us coming.
98-year-old Lewis Brown drove a truck. At first, he thought it was exciting.
But now, after I look at it, it wasn't exciting. I should have not said it was. It was a dangerous job, that's all I can say. We was in danger the whole time.
Brown says he's glad he made it through. 23 veterans made the trip this year to Normandy. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.